Welcome to this podcast about Foch Lagoon and Foch Giltoyes Provincial Park in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Foch Lagoon is approximately 1 mile wide and extends 5 miles northwest from the western shore of Douglas Channel in Foch Giltoyes Provincial Park and Protected Area, about 60 miles southeast of Prince Rupert and 25 miles southwest of Kitimat, British Columbia. The lagoon, one of the largest and most remote on the coast, features unique tidal narrows at its entrance that create treacherous rapids. The name Foch likely honors Ferdinand Foch, a French general and military theorist who served as Supreme Allied Commander during World War I. The Haisla name for Foch Lagoon is Mezcalhi, also written as Mezcatla. Foch Lagoon is connected to Foch Lake by Foch Creek, part of the Haisla Fish Clan stewardship area. The Foch Giltoyes Provincial Park and Protected Area encompasses 150,954 acres of rugged coastal terrain, pristine freshwater drainages, steep rocky slopes covered with old-growth forests, numerous waterfalls, tidal estuaries, and a windswept coastline. The name Giltoyes originates from a Haisla word meaning long and narrow stretch of water leading outward. The park is part of a historical First Nations travel route between the Douglas Channel and the Skeena River, with the remainder of the route in Gitnadoiks River Provincial Park to the north. The Douglas Channel is part of a complex network of fjords formed during the westward movement of the Cordilleran Ice Sheet. This fjord system extends from the Pacific coast to the town of Kitimat, located 93 miles inland, and reaches a maximum depth of 2,264 feet. The fjords are within the Kitimat Ranges, one of the three main subdivisions of the Coast Mountains in British Columbia. The other subdivisions are the Pacific Ranges to the south and the Boundary Ranges to the north. In 1788, British Captain Charles Duncan on the Princess Royal engaged in the maritime fur trade and may have been the first European to enter Douglas Channel. However, he did not venture far before heading to Haida Gwaii. In 1792, Spanish Captain Don Jacinto Camano on the Aranzazu anchored near the southern end of Hawkesbury Island and sent second pilot Martinez Huizayas up Douglas Channel in a longboat. Martinez Huizayas traveled about 54 miles and saw only one native fishing canoe. In June 1793, Captain George Vancouver anchored HMS Discovery and dispatched a cutter and launch under the command of Joseph Whidbey and Robert Barry into the fjords of the mainland. Whidbey's party included surgeon and naturalist Archibald Menzies. They explored Douglas Channel and made contact with the indigenous ex-Isla of the Kitimat people, who treated them well. The Kitimat are a combination of at least three pre-European contact bands: the Nalabila, meaning dwellers upriver on the Kitimat River, the Zaisla, meaning dwellers farthest downriver, and the Gildaladocs, who inhabited Kildala Arm. Before the first white settlement, these groups began wintering together at the Zaisla village, located just upstream from the mouth of the Kitimat River at the head of Douglas Channel. In 1893, Methodist missionary George Raley established Kitimat Mission on an old village site on the east shore of Douglas Channel, about 5 miles from the Zaisla village. Christian converts moved there, and by the early 20th century, virtually all the Kitimat people, now known as the Haisla, had undergone at least nominal conversion and migrated to Kitimat Mission. The natives returned to the old ex-Isla village site to potlatch, staying out of reach of the missionary and Indian agent. Foch Giltoyes Provincial Park adjoins Gitnadoiks River Provincial Park to the north, providing a contiguous protected corridor between Douglas Channel and the Skeena River. Historically, this corridor was used by First Nations as a trade route. It was known as a grease trail because of the valuable fish oil, or grease, derived from eulacons, an anadromous fish once plentiful in Douglas Channel. Drumlummon Bay, located at the entrance to Foch Lagoon, is named after the nearby historical Drumlummon Mines, established in the early 1920s. In 1898, the Golden Crown Mine was operated east of Minette Bay, at the head of Douglas Channel, by James Steele and John Dunn, Smaller mines included the Copper Queen, Mighty Dollar, and Kitimat Gem. The largest and most costly shaft mining operations were the Drumlummon and Paisley Point gold, silver, and copper claims, just north of the entrance to Foch Lagoon. These operations included constructing a dock at the creek mouth in the small bight north of Foch Narrows. The SS Coquitlam was built in Glasgow, Scotland in 1898, disassembled, and shipped to Coal Harbour, British Columbia, where it was reassembled for the Union Steamship Company. In 1917, while delivering mining equipment to Drumlummon Bay, the ship was caught in Foch Lagoon's powerful tidal race and crashed into a rock face, causing the hull to flood. Emergency repairs and pumps allowed the ship to limp south to a dry dock in Victoria. The mining project included an aerial tram line with metal buckets to transport ore to a railway 0.6 miles long. The railway cars then carried the ore to a shoreside stamp mill for refining and onward to the dock. Located halfway up the slope to the timber line, the mine featured thousands of feet of tunnels, with the main entrance beneath a waterfall. The mine fell victim to the stock market fluctuations of the 1920s, leading to its bankruptcy announcement in 1923. Much of the mining equipment was abandoned, and remnants of the pile-driven posts that elevated the tram line are still visible in the creek bed near the former dock and mill site. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.